Hello, welcome to the Slimming World podcast. How are you? Hope you are doodling well. I'm Claire.
And I'm Anna.
And today we're getting into real results. Yeah, real results that last. That's the key, isn't it? We have been enjoying lots of different people's comments, haven't we? Listeners, members have been getting in touch to talk about this particular question we posed to them, right? So the question was, putting the numbers on the scales aside, what difference has losing weight made to your life?
It's a big question, Claire.
It is.
Yeah.
But what we wanted to really look at was, you know, often when we lose weight, we focus on how many pounds we've lost, how many kilograms we've lost, and we focus on the scales so, like, you know, that you lose sight of the bigger picture. Definitely. Of what this is doing for your whole life.
And if you're just focusing on the numbers, at some point you're going to get the highs and the lows, and that's not going to be motivating. Whereas if you can enjoy the process throughout of the habit change, you're going to see results come in all different shapes and forms, aren't you?
Yeah, the thing that I hadn't realised when I first started losing weight was I don't think I really understood what real results look like.
Yeah.
I had a preconception of how I thought weight loss should go. And I realise now that perhaps that was quite unrealistic.
Well, I think we have unrealistic expectations of what we need to do, but also what we're going to achieve and in what time frame. And actually, when you strip it down and you think about being healthy and confident in your own skin, it means different things to all of us. But understanding that the number on the scales is only part of it, it's not the whole idea, that frees you up a little bit, because I'd become the slave to the scales many, many a times. And actually, those journeys were debilitating. So when you look at real results being things like, actually, I can get to the top of the stairs and breathe. I can actually go out and go into a shop and pick any outfit, or, you know, I can be healthy, I can cook for my family. It's all about how you measure success, isn't it?
Yeah, and this word real, you know, we've been kind of unpicking this almost like an onion layer, haven't we, really, over the past few weeks. I think it's a really nice way to perhaps kind of close this mini series. You know, this is the last episode that we're filming in the kitchen, so people can watch this on YouTube, by the way, or you can listen to us. And then we'll continue, you know, doing these podcasts. But this idea about pulling everything together, from the real food to the real support, to feeling good inside and out, but how that translates into success.
Yeah, and it's very different for everybody. It's so individualized, isn't it? Like, for me, building healthy habits to make me feel good long term was a real barometer of my success. Having things where, you know, I felt good both internally and physically on the outside, again, were ways that maybe I hadn't thought about before. It was all about the outside, but actually how I feel inside and the confidence I've got and the physical and mental health and how good that is such an important thing to look at if you want to have longevity in this, because actually to lose weight and to keep it off, you have to be able to celebrate, and being able to celebrate such big achievements, like, you know, we've both struggled with depression and anxiety, and mine is so much more manageable since I've made changes in the way I eat, cook, shop, and how I deal with things around food. So yeah, I'm a very strong believer in looking at a whole rather than just a tiny little bit of information.
Yeah, yeah. Should we have a read through some comments?
Yes.
Right, I've actually got loads. So you can also comment. We created an Instagram post at Slimming World Podcast is where we are. And we asked people, what difference has losing weight made to your life? And wow, we had so many comments. I mean, there's no way I'm going to be able to read them all, but you can go and see that post for yourself. Add your own comment if you wish to play a part in this. Or if you're on YouTube, type in your comment right now. Just type it in and tell us what your experience is. So let me just go through a few of these. So Adam says, I've just been confirmed as national level athletics official for next year, so I'll likely be on the field of play officiating the British Championships. Before losing the 20 stone, there is no way I would have been comfortable being there or being seen that widely. Amazing. Lisa, I'm new to Slimming World. I've lost 9.5 pounds in 3 weeks.
Congratulations.
Wow. I'm feeling so much better. I feel it's set me free from my awful relationship with food that I used to have. Sarah, literally life-changing. from going from no exercise to enjoying running, being able to do things with my son, go on theme park rides, etc. Used to wake daily with back pain, and I always blamed the bed. Given me confidence. That's a word that comes up quite a lot, isn't it? Confidence.
And confidence looks so different to so many different people, doesn't it? Like confidence in your own ability, confidence in the fact that you've made these choices and you can maintain them, confidence in walking into a room and being like, I'm here and it's cool, you accept me. It's such a privilege to have confidence. I don't know if you feel like this, but for so many years I lacked confidence both physically and psychologically in my abilities, but also the way I looked. When you get that after a weight loss journey, I've never taken that for granted because I remember how sad I felt when I didn't have it.
Yeah, there's like this feeling of, this is me.
Yes.
I've arrived.
Yes, yeah. I'm here. Take me or leave me, but I'm here and I'm cool
ready.
With that. Yeah, it's so
yeah,
true.
Yeah. Another Sarah here. I've learned how to enjoy food, never feeling hungry, and lose weight and keep it off. Target member for 12 years.
Wow.
My children only know the food optimizing ways of cooking. I found the love of exercise. Who knew? I've run 2 half marathons and I run award-winning groups and been a consultant for 11 years.
Oh, congratulations.
I will stop there because I could go on.
But you know, it's a really good point. It's that tailor-made maintenance plan that we've got as well. I think that's something that can really help with that long-term real result, isn't it? Because it's not like you lose the weight and then we wave you goodbye. We've created such a support system with Slim for Life that that's another way I feel confident in the fact that I've done this and I will keep doing it because of that plan.
And you staying slim.
Yeah, exactly. We've both done it, lost weight, never kept that off. I now have 100% confidence that I will never go back to those ways of eating, drinking, and will stay at this weight confidently, which is a really empowering feeling.
Where else are we? Okay, so Lara, I've lost 5 stone, 4.5 so far since February last year. For me, it's a whole life change. I'm not just nicer clothes fitting. For me, it's like feeling like a better girlfriend and mom to my teenage son, feeling more confident. This is a word that's going to keep coming up, to do things I wouldn't do before, like go to new artist gigs and not only enjoy it, but having the confidence to speak to the artist. Not hating how I look in photos as well. That's a key one. Here, Lara also talks about used to suffer with awful heartburn, indigestion, from eating rubbish. Now she revels in sitting in a normal cinema seat without it digging into my sides. Louise, I'm the primary carer for my son who has complex medical needs. There's a lot of stress and feelings of inadequacy involved. Even though my weight loss isn't dramatic, the change is how I feel about myself. Yeah. Understanding my mental strengths and triggers has been fundamental in helping me make more positive changes.
Do you know, she's raised a point that I often think about. With Slimming World, we're not here to say you need to be X weight, X dress size. It's your target, it's your choice, it's what you feel confident in. And that for me was a very powerful thing because I'd been berated with you need to be this BMI and that, but actually choosing your own result was a really powerful thing that motivated me. I don't know if you felt the same, like actually this is in my hands and this is my choice. There is no bigger person telling me I have to be this because that's what's accepted.
Yeah. Aoife says it's quite literally life-changing, from being able to pick a size up off the rails knowing they will be able to fit me, to running around after my 10-month-old son and not be out of breath. My daughters too benefit from my 6 stone loss as I run around a playground with them when they ask and not just sit on the bench and watch. The best decision I ever made was to walk through those doors at Slimming World.
Oh, incredible.
And see, that shows also not just for her, but also the impact that it's having on the younger generation.
And the knock-on effect, you know, we've often talked about the ripple effect, the knock-on effect of the changes you make to your husband, your wife, your neighbour, your colleagues at work, your children is really profound, isn't it?
So
really
keep going, because
these are inspiring.
Pauline, finding new clothes in my wardrobe. Finding new clothes.
Yes, go shopping in your wardrobe. Have you never done that? You're like, oh, hello, this fits. We still got the tags on because I bought it 2 sizes too small and it never fitted. Like, that's a very exciting prospect.
Knowing I'm on track to losing enough weight for a hip replacement operation.
That's powerful.
Feeling good about myself again. There's definitely a theme here, isn't there? Julie, 2 stone down and Target for 4 years.
Wow.
I have loads of energy and feel so much better in my now size 10 clothes. Rachel, I started my Slimming World journey as was pre-diabetic. I am now 38.5 pounds down and no longer pre-diabetic.
Oh, what a gift.
And that can be one of the reasons that people reach out for help, isn't it? If yeah. they have had that diagnosis from the doctor.
And I get so many people through my doors who are joining because they've been sent because of a medical condition, or they're fearful of a medical condition, or they need a hip replacement, a knee replacement. And it's so brave. I mean, I've been in that position where I've had to lose weight because of a medical condition. And I always say to these members, do you know what? You are doing yourself such a favour, because actually making these changes in the way you eat, cook, shop and drink is going to transform your life. And it has such a long-term knock-on effect, not only physically but then psychologically, because you feel in control of your own health and body.
And interestingly, with diabetes, Slimming World has a partnership with Diabetes UK, and there actually are diabetes specific recipes as well, aren't there? Staying with the medical situation, April says, I've lost over 4 stone and had knee surgery. I have been told that if I was the same weight I was, I would not be able to walk now.
Wow.
So a huge difference to my everyday life.
Gosh.
Maz has saved my life after being told I had non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. I am now able to go to trampoline parks with my 6-year-old daughter, zip wire with my 16-year-old, and play football with my 13-year-old.
Oh my God, it's like a Craig David song. I love it.
I've fallen in love with a sport called pickleball. And I have a new love for getting fitter and fitter. Don't even get me started on the changes to my mental health. As I said, it has saved my life.
But you know, with our plan, we've got the activity support program, Body Magic. And I love how that is so tailorable to what you want to do. Like, pickleball's not something I've ever thought of doing. But isn't it exciting that with losing that weight, she's given herself a whole new kind of window onto the world and trying all these new things? Wow. I'd be holding the coats at the sideline. But I love people trying these new things.
Yeah, actually, staying with the body magic, Craig, losing weight has enabled me to do more of the things I love, especially exercise. When I was on my way to Target, I remember telling my consultant this was my reason for being on the journey. Body magic played a huge part, and the new wardrobe I had to buy was definitely a good feeling. Trish, I'm no longer afraid to have my photo taken. I enjoy clothes shopping now. Before, I used to feel so ashamed and upset. I feel so much better about myself, and guess what? My confidence has grown.
Do you know, Claire, we're sat here, and people might not know, but we're sat here with like 3 cameras on us, and for both of us to be sat here right now, this is totally out of our comfort zone, but something I wouldn't have been able to do before I lost my weight, and I know you wouldn't, like, you don't realise how, as you've steadily lost weight, these little things in your life transform, like, do you know what I mean? And what I would really say to anybody listening today is capture those little things, because it's those little changes. Like, I remember one of the big things was wanting to be able to paint my own toenails. My tummy was so large I couldn't paint my own toenails, and I remember being able to fling my leg on the table and paint them, and that may sound like such a small can move afterwards, but it may sound like such a small thing to someone else, but to me that was such a mountain that I'd moved. So, you know, we always talk about journaling. I would say capture those tiny little things, because they can be such motivators when you get stuck, can't they?
Yeah, it's a few weeks ago, I've been doing yoga for a number of years, and as I've slowly got slimmer, I'm able to do some more of the more challenging poses. So I managed to do some crazy arm bind the other day, which, you know, you kind of, I just didn't really feel like I could get my bum up and my belly round. So somehow, but that's been years and years of just noticing that difference.
But again, if you hadn't started noticing that when you started, you wouldn't notice how far you'd come. And sometimes when you're not enjoying the experience, you miss those little things that can be so important to keep you inspired through the journey.
Yeah, celebrating your body for what it is, than what you want it to be. And you've often said this, because of the challenges that you face with your health, that you are just accepting and grateful of what your body does
that
today.
It wakes up every morning and it does it. But we can take our bodies for granted, can't we? And actually, I thank my body every single day for the fact that it's still here in one bit.
Right, Helen, it's changed my life completely. I've lost over 5 stone and I've never felt so good. I can now walk up several flights of stairs and not feel out of breath. One flight was killer before Slimming World. My confidence was rock bottom, always making excuses not to go out because I never looked nice in any of the baggy size 20 tops and leggings. Now I can't stop buying clothes. Size 10 or 12. I love getting dressed up for a night out. Apart from all that, I feel healthy from the inside out. I would wake up every morning and everything hurt. Now I can't wait to get up pain free.
Oh, what a gift.
Amazing, isn't it? I've got Sharon here, 3.5 stone lost at Target since June last year. My knees no longer hurt and I can run up and down the stairs, play with my grandson. I no longer have to buy plus size baggy clothing. My confidence wearing, figure hugging clothing has rocketed. That's quite a long sentence, isn't it? I'm so grateful for Slimming World. The supporting group is wonderful and my consultant Ellen boosts me every week.
Oh, see,
that's a real nod to the, you know, the community, isn't it? And about that support as well.
And that community that's so integral in success. Like, you know, I often think about being a consultant as like I'm there to inspire and help motivate and people to grow and change, but it's the group collective that helps people to keep going even on those darkest times.
Yeah. All right, last few here then. So Trisha, I've lost 7 stone, sorry, and I've been at Target for 2 years. Before losing my weight, I did no exercise at all. Now I've joined a local walking group and I now visit the Lake District a lot to climb the fells. And
wow,
they're pretty big hills.
Yeah.
I never would have done anything like this before. I've always struggled with my weight from being a child, so the problem ran deep within me. I now feel like I'm alive and loving every precious minute of it. Wow.
So touching.
Chris, where do I start? Here goes. I love it when a comment starts.
Take
like
a
that.
Deep breath.
We get emails like this, don't yeah. we? And we love it. I noticed I was different when I was 6 years old. I was the biggest person in my school. At my heaviest, I was 32 stone with a waist size 54 inch chest, 5 to 6 XL t-shirts. Fast forward to 2020, I had a light bulb moment that I had to take control of my health and especially my weight. So I got the courage to walk through my local group doors in 2020. I went from someone that had never done any forms of exercise to me now going to the gym 4 times a week. I've completed a 10K run twice, and before I started my journey, I couldn't run due to my sheer size. In 4 years, I've lost nearly 15 stone, but what I've gained is confidence to achieve anything I set my sights on. I have a stammer, and Slimming World has given me the confidence to seek help. This would not have happened if I didn't find that courage to make that first step into my group. So I really have changed my life thanks to Slimming World.
I mean, you know me, I'm not speechless often, but what a transformation.
Yeah.
What courage. Wow.
Incredible, Chris.
Yeah,
wow.
Well done, Chris. That's outstanding.
Yeah. Okay, rounding things up then, we've got Phil. Phil, I mean,
is this my husband? Is he
in? Yes. Hello, Phil. Let's get him on the phone. No, he walks in.
Anna burns rice. She hasn't even put it in the oven, but she burnt the rice. That's what he's going to say.
How has Slimming World changed my life? Yeah. No, it's not
it's
your
not
Phil.
My beloved. Yeah.
Phil, the first 3 words really say something here. I'm still alive.
Oh.
I'm still alive, which absolutely wasn't guaranteed when I was over 37 stone in weight. And I had been for 25 years. Having lost over 22 stone and kept most of it off for almost 5 years now, I'm able to be more active. I travel everywhere on planes. He's put lots of emojis in this.
Oh.
I've learnt to drive. I've met a girl. Oh. I've got engaged. Oh. I've moved in together. I've took up golf. And basically, in capital letters, live life the way it's meant to be instead of being a prisoner of my own body.
Oh, Phil.
Woof. I mean, you can see what we mean by we had to read as many of those as possible.
Oh, Wow. But you know, having that courage to walk in the door, I would just say to anybody listening, it's that first step. It's that walking through the group door. It's the joining up online. Like, please know, taking that first step, there's then the domino effect, isn't there? And you're hearing from people that have made such huge changes, and don't be scared by that. Just be proud of taking that first step, because I wish I'd taken that first step sooner, because actually the effect would have been much more long lasting. But if you're listening today, look at this as a sign of saying, right, I want to do something. And the first thing's got to be finding my nearest group.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you are already on a weight loss journey, yeah, and you've maybe hit a bit of a bump in the road, it's been a bit of a challenging couple of months. Let's face it, Christmas can be full of temptations. What is it that you need to remember about what difference weight loss has done for your life?
I think it's really important, first and foremost, to remember it's okay. It's okay that it's not a straight line, but it's how you come back from that and how you remember what your success is. I mean, like, I look at little basic things like being able to walk up the stairs, like not having indigestion, like not facing really severe health problems. And I think it's reminding yourself of actually the huge benefits you're going to get from losing weight. They're not only physical, but they're psychological. And the two together really will have such a profound impact. Do you know, even losing half a stone, something like that could have such a profound impact on your life, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, what an episode this has been. It's really nice to listen to so many of your comments. You know, keep these coming as well. You can always share this with us. And we post various things for inspiration on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. Of course, you can go and visit Slim World website, slimmingworld.co.uk, to find out more. And keep watching more of these YouTube videos. If you're just finding us now, go and watch the ones that we've just done in the last few weeks. Yeah, wow, how do we even round off this?
Do you know, sometimes I always think, like, when you've had so much emotional information, it's so inspiring, isn't it? Like, yeah. I think it's just knowing that we're here to motivate and support you, and that's why we created the podcast, and these real reasons are why we're here each week.
Yeah. Okay, well, we put a podcast out every single Monday. They're not always on YouTube. We go back to being audio podcasts from next week. And we do bonus podcasts for members. So next week, we're doing one which is about savvy shopping. So how to maybe rethink how you go and tackle your food shop in the supermarket, just so you don't fall, what do we call it, fall into temptation.
Yes, about how to move around that supermarket without ending up in the chocolate aisle knee deep in, like, you know, temptation that you didn't want to face.
Knee deep in chocolate.
I was trying to reframe that. I'm just trying to say, because you say podcast and I'm trying to say podcast, and I've got lots of information bubbling in my head. Temptation and podcasting, it's, yeah. Anyway, thanks for watching and listening is probably what I should say.
Do make sure you hit subscribe on the YouTube channel so you can get all notifications of the latest cook-alongs, latest success stories, all that kind of stuff on the Slimming World YouTube channel. And we'll be back to talk, hopefully, less nonsense and more information another Monday very soon. Bye for now.
Bye.